Welcome to the Behind the Scenes of Online Business Without the BS podcast. If you're a motivated entrepreneur with a dream of building your own sustainable online business, you are in the right place. I'm Tara, the systems expert, and I help online business owners put systems into your business so you can live in your life, not in your business, and still make daily sales. I also love to keep it real with what it takes to build an online business. Get ready as we go behind the scenes on this wild ride of entrepreneurship and building successful, real businesses. So today's episode is, I'm going to go into a little bit of how I like starting my first business, but also like what I learned from that and how that relates to how I've gotten to where I am now. Not just like, hey, this is how I started my first business for like no reason. So starting my first business, I did have a fitness business. And I know like this is one of those things where I think of, unfortunately, there's a lot of, and I'm not a business coach, but there are a lot of people who have gotten into the online industry who started in fitness and then went to business coaching. And that was not this, but just, you know, a little preface there. So my first business was in fitness. This was something that I had wanted to do for literally 15 years before I actually did it. It was such a long time that I wanted to do this. I was heavily involved. Like, fitness was a big thing in my life. I was so passionate about it. I actually, between getting my psychology degree and my nursing degree, I managed the running room. Yes, with a psychology degree, that's a different story. But anyways, I managed the running room. I, you know, coached their running clinics, everything from learn to run up to full marathon. I have also ran the same myself. So I had this running background, but I also really enjoyed weightlifting. And I myself have actually lost over 80 pounds, kept it off. That was quite some time ago now that I did that. And so I had, you know, a lot of different reasons why I was really interested in doing this. And I really wanted to help women, and especially know that there was, and there's a lot of people that do this in the fitness industry, but I did want to, you know, coach women who were interested in finding a different way of losing weight and keeping it off sustainably that didn't involve fad diets and, you know, the whole 1200 calories and just extreme measures, extreme cardio, and like just all the extremes, right? Because that's never going to end well. That is never going to end well. It's not going to be a good thing. So I was really, that was why I initially wanted to start. And so I got it certified. I had, you know, a certification in personal training as well as nutrition. I also had my nursing degree by this point when I got those certifications, and I had different classes, university courses in nursing, but also in nutrition. So I had a lot of background, a lot of things that I could kind of lean on for, you know, that helped me for doing this coaching, as well as the psychology part of it, because a lot of this does go back to mindset. Like, just like in business, so much of this goes back to mindset. That's what always, you know, in the end, I feel like really is, I don't want to say our downfall, but that's what gets us is the whole mindset piece. And if we can really get around that part, it's a lot easier putting in place the things that we actually need to do. So, anyways, I had all of this going. I'd really wanted to do this for a very long time. COVID came 2020. So I decided, because I was, working all this, I was also working these nursing jobs. And I still really had this passion for fitness. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because, my biggest drive in this was seeing truly what happened. And some people may or may not agree with this. And I'm just going to be very honest about this. I am not going to argue with anyone about the politics of this or what happened during COVID, just to be very clear. DM me all you want. I will block you. So let's just get that out there right now. But I saw what happened. I saw what happened to nurses. And what was happening in the world. And I was like, I should back up a little bit, but there was other things that had happened in nursing that already had affected me. And then COVID came, and it was like, okay, how much more of this do I want to put up with? And yes, there's the whole thing of like you sign up for a business or for like a career and whatever. But you know what? You don't sign up, don't sign up to get treated like complete shit. You don't sign up to like work endless hours, not ever get a break. Like, we didn't even get breaks to go to the bathroom. Like, I'm not even joking. And it wasn't even just that. There's so much that goes into this. And there was things that I was seeing in terms of the way that we were being treated. And I was like, fuck this, because it's just going to get worse. This is just going to get worse. And what happens when the next pandemic comes, or something else hits that's really serious, and again we have to, we're taking care of it. And I mean, I also have to say I loved nursing. I fucking loved being a nurse. I love taking care of my patients. I was a really good nurse. Like, I saved a lot of people's lives for real. I worked in the ICU, so I was like actually on the code team. But there were things that happened that it was like, I cannot do this for the rest of my life. And also, there were a lot of things happening in my personal life at home that I needed to be at home to take care of. And so one of my driving factors for starting my first business was really, looking at that and thinking about, okay, let's go back to why I actually went into nursing. And this is like kind of getting deep, but that's fine. So I already had my psychology degree. I am divorced. And when I got divorced, I made a promise to myself and my son, because I share a son with my ex, that I would be the one to support us. And so I decided to get my nursing degree so that I could do that. And I would not have to depend on anyone else to do that. But also, I wanted to make sure that I could be there for my son. That is something that very much is something that drives me a lot. And so when all of this was happening during, in 2020, COVID, and shit was just on fire, I was really reassessing things, and it was like, is this why I started? No. And I had been a nurse for, trying to think now, because I started 5 or 6 years at this point. I can't remember exactly, but it had been a while. Maybe longer than that. I can't remember exactly. But anyways, so a while by this point. And it wasn't, this was not why I got into nursing. And I'm sure it wasn't for a lot of nurses. Like, I'm not saying that that was like the picture of what we thought we would be doing, but it was also a real look at, is this what I want for my life? And the answer was fuck no. No, it's not. And I was like, okay, so I have been passionate about doing this fitness thing for over 15 years. So I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. You know what? I put myself through nursing school, a second degree after I got divorced. I already had a child. I can fucking make this happen. So I did. I started my first business. And like I said in the first episode of the podcast, I had no idea about like the online industry and like online stuff. When I first started my fitness business, it wasn't like I was meeting up with people in person, but I had clients, I guess, that were friends that I knew, people that I knew that I was training. I had an app, and we were still doing check-ins online. We were doing things like that because I also had a coach, so I kind of knew how things worked that way, but I had no idea about business coaches. I didn't know about the online coaching industry. I knew nothing about this. So when I initially started, it was, getting my name out. I kind of did a little bit on Facebook and just who I knew and kind of like referrals that way and seeing, who I could work with and who was interested, because I had been getting questions at work, ironically, about fitness and about stuff. So that's what really started it. And I decided at one point, it was November, I think, of 2020, when I actually posted the first post for Tara Leeson Fit online on my Instagram. And actually, full, like, I guess fully took it online, you could say. And yeah, started it there. And I did, I just tried my own thing for a while. I was definitely posting about different things, posting about fitness, all of that. And I don't remember the point that it was that I actually found my first business coach. And I can't remember now what led to that point. It was someone, and I'm not going to say names, but it was someone that I had been following for fitness previously, like a long time before, who had actually become a fitness coach or a business coach, sorry. And so that's kind of, I was like, okay, well, maybe they know what they're doing. I thought it was weird, but I was like, I'll give this a try because, it seems like they had a fitness business. They should know what they're doing. This might be a good thing. I really wanted to give this a go and be able to do something so that I could at least reduce my hours nursing. That was the initial thought, was that my nursing hours could at least be reduced, even if I wasn't totally, getting out of it and building my business fully online, it would be reduced. So that was like the initial start of it. It was not this thing where I came and saw, people making millions or these claims of like the 10K months and, all so much of what we see and we're flooded with now. And I just find it's interesting because that was really never on my radar when I initially started. It was much more, and it has always been that I want to do this as a way of supporting myself and my family. And now, I've transitioned into systems, and I will talk about that on another episode. But yeah, it's always just been this thing where I really want to, and with things that happened since 2020, I've needed to actually be at home. But it's never been, chasing these ideas of millions. Do I want to make a lot of money now? Yeah, I would love to. I think everyone would, but I also want to do it because, like, in a way, not because, in a way that's truly helping people. I don't want to make money just to say that I did it. I don't see a purpose in that. I don't see a purpose in, hitting a certain money mark just to say, oh, hey, I made $1 million. Okay. So, like, I now want to do this. And what really, it's a combination of what drives me now. It's still the same thing of like, I'm doing this because I made that promise to myself and my son. But it's also, I really, truly, what I'm passionate about is helping female entrepreneurs. Sorry, guys, if you're listening to this, I will still help you. But like, my true passion is helping female entrepreneurs because I want to see you succeed and I want you to know that you can do this and you can do it in a way that you can have a sustainable business where it's not this like fantasy, smoke and mirrors, like, you can actually do this. And I don't Well, this is my way of trying to make sure that we're helping women, I guess, not be in the same position that I was. So that's a lot. I think that's enough for this episode. I think that's enough. That is why I started my first business and a whole lot more. Like I said, we're getting real on this podcast. That is how I do things. I want to say that's how I roll, but I feel like if my kids watched this, they would be like, don't say that again. I told my son before this that I might become a YouTube star, and he was like, Mom, never say that again. So we will all hope that that happened just to embarrass him. But no, he would actually be very proud. That's not my dream. It would be funny. So we'll see. Anyways, thank you so much for being here, listening on the podcast, watching, if you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you. And I will see you, or you will hear me, I guess, in the next one. Thank you so much for listening, friend. I appreciate you being here and sharing in our experiences as we go behind the scenes in online business. I would love for you to hit that 5 stars, share with a friend that might enjoy it too, and leave a review telling me your favorite part of the show or this episode. Until next time, go be successful, do the hard things, and stay away from the BS.